With KAZU News, I'm Scott Cohn. One of the most contentious local election races this year is for 2nd District Supervisor in Santa Cruz County, where three-term incumbent Zach Friend is not standing for re-election. The district includes Capitola, Aptos, and part of Watsonville. Capitola Mayor Kristen Brown is facing Pajaro Valley School Board member Kim DeSerpa. I asked Jesse Kathan, a reporter with Santa Cruz Local, about the candidates and the issues in District 2.
People want affordable housing. They want to know how we're going to have more alternative transportation. And they wanted to know what supervisors are going to do to address homelessness.
So let's talk about the two candidates, both of whom have some relevant experience. Who are they and how might they differ?
Sure. So Kristen Brown is the mayor of Capitola, and she has sat on city council since 2016. And in that capacity, she's also sat on a number of advisory boards that affect various issues around the county, and she sat on the Regional Transportation Commission. Kim DeSerpa is a longtime member of the Pajaro Valley Unified School District. She also is a social worker that works in a nearby hospital. And what Brown said is, you know, she said she has all this policy work that DeSerpa may not have, getting really deep into the housing issues, the transportation issues, the homelessness issues. When I talked to DeSerpa, the quote was something like, you know, Brown knows all this stuff about policy. I know how policy affects people in the real world. You know, a major flashpoint for a lot of people is around the Santa Cruz branch rail line and whether or not or to what extent the county is pursuing a train or passenger rail along that line.
And their views on that particular issue, which is, as you said, a big flashpoint in the county and in this district in particular, their views differ quite a bit, don't they?
Yeah. So when I asked DeSerpa about this, she did not say she was against the rail altogether. But she said she had major concerns about the viability of the project in terms of the spending on it, the environmental impacts, and whether people would actually use a train. By contrast, Kristen Brown, earlier in her tenure, she, on the Capitola City Council, she was more critical of a train. But in recent years, she's become a full-fledged supporter of it.
You said at the outset that one of the main issues for voters in this district is affordable housing. Do the candidates have differing positions on that as well?
Kristen Brown told me that she would potentially consider supporting a county rule for rent control. And DeSerpa told me she definitely would not.
I mean, suffice it to say that there are a lot of pivotal issues on the county board's plate, and this becomes a pivotal position, District 2, that hasn't been open in quite a while.
Yeah, housing, homelessness policy, all the road repair. Whoever is in the seat is going to have a huge hand in what that district looks like over the coming years.
That's Jesse Kathan, a reporter with Santa Cruz Local on the 2nd District Supervisor's race in Santa Cruz County. And I'm Scott Cohn, KAZU News.